Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. It comes every Sunday by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. Jeff Dirksen is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff's an old friend of ours. He's Director of Congressional Analysis at the National Taxpayers Union. Jeff, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back, as always.
It's great to be here. Thanks.
Jeff, I've been telling my audience about NTU for many, many years, and your president, John Bertus, been a longtime member of our Brain Trust, as have you, as has Pete Sepp, another outstanding member of your crew there. And what I tell my audience is that I want to pay every penny of tax that I'm supposed to and not one penny more. And one of the things that I think the NTU does is to help make that happen, make sure that I don't pay one penny more tax than I have to. And it's because of the lobbying efforts that you guys conduct up there in Washington that helps us out with that. And I just want you to thank you for that.
Well, thank you, Jim. And it's great to be on the show and to talk with all of your listeners who are out there really driving the economy forward, despite some of those very high tax rates that they face and the regulatory burdens that they have to overcome.
But, you know, Jeff, over the last 3 or 4 years, you got to be kind of excited about some of the tax reform that's happened.
We are. Taxes are moving in the right direction. And let me mention, we've just formed a coalition of different organizations that are trying to make sure that the dividend tax relief and the capital gains tax relief that was passed in 2003 mm-hmm. is made permanent. We think that will be very important both to try and spur long-term economic growth, but also help in wealth creation and can help continue to build small business development as well.
Absolutely. Where are we on that, by the way? What's it going to take to make those things happen?
Well, generally what it takes is having members of Congress hear from the people who are involved. You'll hear a lot from people on the other side who say, well, only the rich have dividends or only the rich have investments or capital gains, and so we need to sock it to them. We need to take care of, you know, the Bill Gates and the Warren Buffetts and the Donald Trumps. But those aren't the people that are really out there always day-to-day using that money to turn around and pay bills and pay employees and that type of thing, where it really goes to good use. And so, you know, individuals who are interested should definitely speak out. They can obviously join NTU, whether they want to go to our website and sign up for our free Action Center emails, and they can participate through our online advocacy campaigns, or if they want to speak out on their own, but they need to let their members of Congress know how they feel on this issue.
Are those two issues, the dividend and the other one, what's the other one? I've forgotten.
For cap gains?
The cap mm-hmm. gains and the dividends. Are those in danger of being of going back to the old rates?
They will, yes.
When?
I believe in 2010.
Okay, so they're in the same queue with the estate tax.
That with the
saying?
Estate tax, correct.
I got you. So all three of those are sort of together. Yeah, I got you. Are you also working on the estate tax?
We are working on the estate tax.
To make that permanent.
To make that permanent.
To repeal
that's
that
correct.
Permanently.
Correct.
Because mm-hmm. it goes to zero in 2010. I think, doesn't it? And
yes.
Then 2011, it comes back 100%.
That is correct.
Right.
That's
nonsense.
Just, you know, thanks to the great budget gimmicks that they use around here to try and get things passed through the Senate, that's what you get. It's not exactly sound, rational tax policy or fiscal policy. And it continues to rely on the belief that it's the government's money, not yours, And that's why we have to work extra hard to try and convince members of Congress that even though the government is doing, will be able to do okay with the less, that maybe American families, American businesses will be better off by letting them keep some of their own money.
How are you making your case? I mean, it's obviously, you know, I get it, I'm pretty sure, you know, most of my audience gets it, especially if they're small, those who are small business owners. But members of Congress are a little tougher to convince sometimes. And how will you guys make this case with empirical data? How will you do that?
We do a number of steps, you know, a number of different avenues, whether it's, you know, studies that show, you know, the relationship between tax rates and economic growth, or between tax rates and the disincentive effect it has on job creation or business development, to press releases and op-eds. And the third avenue would be involving folks in that activity.
So, for example, getting your members to come and testify before Congress.
Testify before Congress. It could be, you know, going to a town hall meeting that a member of Congress has when they're back home, and making sure that folks speak up and ask questions and challenge folks on the other side who may be at the same meeting, so that the pro-taxpayer position gets heard.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause there are plenty of people out there trying to get our money, aren't there?
From you know, your local elected officials, your state elected officials, and members of Congress, as well as all, you know, of the unelected boards and special use districts all across every state and every community, are always out there looking out for themselves to get more of your hard-earned money.
Well, and the thing is, that's the thing that I've been talking to my audience about now for 7.5 years, and that is since I started doing the show, and that is that we can't just stay home and expect to be taken care, you know, take care of, because there are things going on in Washington, D.C. that we need to be protected against.
Right.
And organizations like NTU have been doing that, folks, and that's one of the reasons why I've been telling you about them. I want you to come, when we come back after these messages, Jeff, I want you to talk to us about the conference that you've got going on and how the kind of attention it's attracting all over the world. We're also going to talk about some of the tax reform issues that are going on all over the world. And we're going to do that right after these messages. Jeff Dirksen is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's with the National Taxpayers Union. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be right back.
On a Sunday afternoon.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Jeff Dirksen. Jeff is Director of Congressional Analysis at the National Taxpayers Union. And Jeff, give us that website, please.
Sure. Anybody wants to drop by can visit www.ntu.org.
And can they join your organization from your website?
They can.
Okay.
Folks can either sign up for free email, or since we're a grassroots membership organization, annual dues are $15, a low price.
$15 a year?
$15 a year.
That's a heck of a deal, folks. For the kind of work that I know that the NTU does, that is nothing. And Jeff, I know you guys do a good job of managing the pennies up there. I know John. He's a pretty miserly. But and I can tell now how you guys are able to keep your dues so low, and I appreciate you doing that. Now, let's talk about what's going on. You've got your National Taxpayers Conference, right?
We do, June 16th, 17th, and 18th here in Washington, D.C. Every 2 years we bring in state, local, and national taxpayer advocates, folks who are part of a taxpayer organization, who are running a taxpayer organization, or perhaps want to create their own, start up a taxpayer organization, or just want to be involved in a taxpayer group to Washington and have a couple of days of forums and seminars on how to organize, how to be more effective, how to raise money, and how to be involved in the process to make sure that a pro-taxpayer message gets out there.
So basically it's like a three-day incubator for people who want to have their own, who want to build local taxpayer organizations. And I attended one, I've forgotten how long ago it was. It was, I think it was 2 years ago and 4 years ago. Actually, I've done the last two. I've been in person. One was in St. Louis and one was in Washington 2 and 4 years ago. And, mm-hmm. and every time I met people from other parts of the world, not just from the United States.
Right. This year we're bringing in folks from about 20 or about 30 states, D.C., Puerto Rico, but also we'll have some folks from Canada, from the Canadian Taxpayers League, I believe, are coming down. And also this is the first year, I believe, we will have a delegation from China.
Huh.
We have some folks who are coming in who are looking to start a taxpayer organization in China. Which
what are the tax issues in China?
I would think it would be that that the tax rates are high and that the money really isn't yours. You know, it all belongs to the government as
right.
well as all property does. So,
well, I'm not familiar with the tax issues over there like I am in some countries. I just hadn't thought about it. I know that Russia has a flat tax now, and
Russia does have a flat tax.
But what are the tax rates in China?
I'm not sure about the specific rates, but I would think that the issue of taxation as well as private property, rule of law, and overall just governmental
right.
transparency.
Not just the rates, not just getting tax reform as much as you say, just making sure that you have access to your own private property and that you can keep it.
That's right. However many of these folks show up and go back, they're going to have a lot of work to do to try and push back the communist system to try and bring about true free enterprise in China.
Do you think they have an opportunity to learn some things from the Eastern Europeans, the folks in Georgia and some of those other countries? I've met some of those people at your conferences before, and they've made some great accomplishments there in their countries, haven't they?
They have. There's been a wave of tax reform across Eastern Europe that is pushing for low, flat, simple income taxes or consumption taxes, and the economic growth rates have been amazing as a result. Economic aid and investment is really pouring in, and it's really causing some of, as they say around here, old Europe
mm-hmm.
to think about, what's the best way to handle that. Some of them believe the best way as well. We'll make New Europe try to raise taxes and impose some of the same regulatory burdens that old Europe has.
Right,
Eastern Europeans realize that's not the way to go. They've lived with that kind mm-hmm. of stuff for 50 years, and they're looking to be able to make it on their own now.
Jeff, let's talk. We got about a minute before we have to go. It seems that the tax reform debate is heating up again. And does NTU come down on any particular side of the income tax issue with regard to flat tax or value added tax or national sales tax? Where do you guys come down?
Our membership has supported a retail sales tax, primarily the fair tax, H.R. 25 in the House. But we do have folks who believe in a flat income tax. We're primarily driven by the belief that either of those options would be a million times better than what we have now,
mm-hmm.
And it's time to get rid of the Internal Revenue Code as it exists, repeal the 16th Amendment,
completely repeal it. Yeah,
keep their own money.
Jeffrey, thank you for being here. Good job today, Jeff Dirksen, ladies and gentlemen, Director of Policy. I'm sorry, Congressional Analysis at National Taxpayers Union. He'll be back again another day. Don't forget their conference is in June 16th through the 18th. Quick break, 29 after. I'll be right back with Harry Chambers. All of this thing,
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.